Okay, we're going to have this chus to give over the 5-minute part. I just want to say, it was so special. Tonight at the Chasana, Mamish in the middle of the second dance, with the Chasana and David, who's always here, a few of the Chevra from the Shir, we sat down in a corner, and Aaron David wanted Torah. He said, we have to have Torah tonight, it's Thursday night. And we gave a chelik of the 5-minute part at the Chasana during the Tants. So we open up Parshas Truma. Da'abra ben Yisrael v'yikchu li truma me'ez kolash asher yidvenu libo t'chus trumasi. V'yikchu li truma, take from me these donations. So everybody asks, it should say v'yidnu li truma. It should say give me truma. V'yikchu li, take from me, who's taking? We're giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not the ones taking. And what is this me'ez kolish asher yidvenu libo? Obviously, it's Meis Kalisha Shir Yidvenu Libo. What does it exactly mean? Obviously, it's whatever people are desiring to give. What's going on? So the Halak Devir Chaim Sanzer Rav explains as follows, something very, very special. He says, and we see throughout the Zohar, all over the Zohar, we see in the Medrash Tanchum as well, that the Mishkan is Merames. The Mishkan is talking about, in a deeper level, not just the Mishkan, but also Tzior Adam, the makeup of every person. The Nefesh HaChaim talks about this, and how different parts of our body are connected, different kelim in different places in the Mishkan. And Zohar speaks about this at length. So could be b'derech drush on a deeper level, that we'd be merames to ourselves over here. Merames to building ourselves. Merames to understanding who we're supposed to be. Now we all know the famous Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch talks about it also. He brings us the Ramban of Kedoshim to you. The Ramban of Kedoshim to you tells us, what does it mean to be holy? What is that commandment of Kedoshim to you? It doesn't just mean to keep the mitzvot, because the Ramban Shalom, it's impossible to give us and to orchestrate every moment of our life. There are moments of our life that are black, there are moments of our life that are white, meaning what we for sure shouldn't do, what we sure should do. There's much gray area in the world. And Kedoshim to you is coming to try to help us understand the gray area of the world. And to elevate the gray area of the world. Kedoshim to you, even in areas where I'm not commanding you, make yourselves holy. When you're sitting and eating, you're allowed to eat, but you have to eat like a mensch. And how much do you eat? Kedoshim to you, in your physical world. Kedoshim to you, in all that you do throughout the day. Make yourself holy, elevate your day in all that you do. Elevate your ways in all that you do. Now the truth is, just to understand, that commandment of Kedoshim to you is very subjective to each individual. What you're ready for, what you're involved with at different points in your life, how are you Mekadesh, whatever you're doing, and every person on his own level, how much he could be Mekadesh, that which he's doing. It's very subjective. And therefore, listen to how the Divrei Chaim explains these psukim. He says, Vayikhu li, hanishiyikhu l'Hashem isbarach shiyishkom b'neyam. Vayikhu li, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, take me with you. Vayikhuli, take me with you wherever you go. Specifically, vayikhuli truma. Truma is milashon hafrasha, is, as Rashi explains, it's separating. Because when you give a donation, you separate for yourself and you give in the donation. So vayikhuli truma, meaning what? When you learn to separate from the gashmias of the world, from the physical of the world, when you learn how to elevate this world in all areas of life, in whether it's areas of materialism when it comes to wealth, whether there is of taiva and temptation, even in things such as a couple that's married where it might be mutter, in all areas of heter, but when you learn to elevate this world and truma, to be purish and to separate in the proper way, v'yikhuli, have me with you in all that you do. The Rabbanu Shalom should be by our side in everything that we do, not just in the base medrash, not just in the base knesses. Wherever you are, v'yikhuli, take you with me. However, it's me'es kol ish asher yidvenu libo. Every single person, asher yidvenu libo, according to his heart. Meaning what? This whole commandment is l'fi archo, according to his measurements, subjective to each individual, what this means. How much so do you elevate? What you're ready for to elevate? It has to be subjective, it has to be on your level. But we have to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our lives and everything we do. We're entering into Adar, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Aleph, many explain. Aleph is Aleph Dor. Aleph Dor, we said this over at the Chasana tonight, the Chasana, the Mamish was incredible. Aleph Dor, Aleph, the Hebrew word Dor is living here. Vehikuli, take me and make sure that you see that I'm living here in all that you do, in everything that you do. Not just in 613, in all the gray areas of life. I spoke this over in a women's show recently. I don't know if the Chevra knows the Counting Crows. The Counting Crows had a song, Mr. Jones, was a big song. And in that song they say, gray is my favorite color. And I always took chizik from that, thinking, gray is my favorite color. I mean, the Abish just telling us, gray is his favorite color. Vada, the black of life, the losa things I'm not going to do. And vada, the white of life, all the mitzvahs I'm going to do. I'm a ben Torah, of course. Ramach mitzvahs asay, shasa mitzvahs losa say, vada, for sure. But what about all the gray area of life? What about the rest of my day? When I'm in work, when I'm in school, when I'm vacationing, when I'm home hanging out with my family? The gray areas, that's my favorite color. That's where we have to elevate. That's kedoshim to you. Everybody on their own levels. Aleph Dor. And that's what it means right after this. V'asul imigdash v'shachati b'soichem. Where the Eibishter teaches each and every one of us and all the mafarshim explain. V'asul imigdash v'shachati b'soichem. Make for me a migdash and I'll dwell. It should say b'socho. It should say I'll dwell in it. But it says b'soichem. I'll dwell in them. B'soch kol echad ve'echad. When you understand v'agik chuli. When you understand to take the Rabbonus home with you in everything that you do. Then you're zocha to elevate everything that you do to a level of a migdash ma'at. V'asili migdash, make for me a migdash within yourself. V'shachanti b'soicham, he'll dwell in them. The Eibishter will dwell in us. Be'ez Hashem is baruch, each and every one of you zoicha. V'shenich lezad amar b'simcha. V'shenich only simcha and bracha. The entire world should only have simcha and nechama and not know from any more tragedies. Like we heard of this week, Mamish, our heart goes out. We're with every member of every family. But we should be zoicha to geula. We should be zoicha to geula shleima. B'mhei v'meinu v'mashiach tzidkeinu, b'mhei v'meinu, have a heilige Shabbos kodesh full of simcha and full of bracha.
Shabbos kodesh,
hai Shabbos kodesh, hai Shabbos kodesh, Shabbos kodesh, hai Shabbos kodesh, Shabbos kodesh,
hai Shabbos kodesh,
hai Shabbos kodesh, hai Shabbos kodesh, Shabbos kodesh,
hai Shabbos kodesh,
hai Shabbos
Shabbos
Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabbos Shabb